We got a special guest today. He's a friend of mine. He's always there when I call. Supports the mentoring camp. So many things, man. But he's a best-selling author. But he is the founder of Operation Hope. He got a brand new book out, everybody. It's called How the Poor Can Save Capitalism, which focuses on how we can restore the middle class. We're going to find out a lot more about what he's talking about. Please welcome to the show my buddy, Mr. John Hope Bryant.
Hey, hey.
Welcome.
Hey,
good morning.
JB,
good morning.
How you feeling, John?
I'm blessed. Thanks for having me.
I know you are. Hey, man, let's get to this. Now, this book, the book is called How the Poor Can Save Capitalism, but let's break that down for everybody that's listening. What's the thought behind this book?
You already talked about it this morning when you talked about the dollar store and that cell phone. I mean, basically, we're already saving capitalism. Every cell phone bill you pay, every restaurant you go to, when your crew went to the gas station, they put gas in the car before they came into the station, the car notes, the rent notes, 70% of our economy, the largest economy in the world, is you and me in consumer spending. It's not big business. It's not big government. It's not big corporations. It's you and me paying car notes, buying refrigerators, buying automobiles, but also just going to buy a cup of coffee this morning. But we don't get any credit for it, and we don't understand it.
Wow! See that's amazing, man. Now you've been about the biz of empowering people for a good portion of your life, and this book is just a part of it. Explore what it means to be poor and how that term is used to divide and distract people.
Well, it's really funny. You talked about your camp, which I've honored to have been to. Several times with my team, it's the opposite of you, Steve. I mean, poverty is the opposite of you. And I'm going to ask your crew to observe what I'm saying now. Here's the definition of poverty. Half of poverty is low self-esteem. Mm. It's a lack of confidence in yourself. It's a lack of belief. If you don't know who you are in the morning, by dinner time, somebody's going to tell you.
Wow. Wow, I love that.
There's a difference between being broke and being poor. Mm-hmm. Being broke is economic, yes, but being poor is a disabling frame of mind, a depressed condition of your spirit, and you must vow never to be poor again. If I don't like me, I'm not going to like you. If I don't feel good about me, I'm not going to feel good about you.
Wow.
If I don't respect me, don't expect me to respect you. So half of poverty is just low self-esteem, lack of confidence, and lack of belief. Then you got the second piece, which is role modeling and environment. So if all you see in your neighborhood as symbols of success are rap stars, athletes, and drug dealers, then why is anybody surprised that that's what young people growing up wanting to be? The kids are not dumb. They're brilliant. They're role modeling. The book, The Tipping Point, Malcolm Gladwell, proved University of Illinois study that if 5% of role models, every community stabilizes. Why am I a businessman? My daddy was. It's not rocket science. I'm doing what my father did. Why do I love myself? My mother told me to. Why does your crew think that they can do this show and they're funny every morning? Because they saw somebody who did this maybe 10, 20 years ago and said, I can do that.
Wow.
So, and then our environment, if our family's crappy, if our streets are crappy, if our neighborhood, if you hang around 9 broke people, you'll be the 10th.
Preaching up in here.
Hang around 9 broke people, you gonna be the 10th.
Mark my words.
Shock it.
And here's the last piece. It's aspiration and opportunity. Aspiration is a code word for hope. The most dangerous person in the world is a person with no hope. So if you don't have any aspiration, and no aspiration and no opportunity to move on that, then you give up before you start. And that's why we're dropping out of high school at a 30 to 70% rate, because we don't think that education and is connected with aspiration. What we want is a good job or a shot at economic opportunity, and you got our attention.
Hey, man, John, hang on 1 second. Give me 15 seconds. We're going to finish.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We're back.
All right, y'all, we back. Our special guest is Mr. John Hope Bryant, the author of a new book. It's called How the Poor Can Save Capitalism. Y'all, don't let the title throw you. You know, a lot of people go, capitalism, I don't know about. Yes, you do. You're a part of it. You're a participant in it. You're the reason for it in this country. So please understand, you don't let this get, we need to pick this book up so we can understand your power, what your mindset is, how you control it, how you get to a better position, and cause and effect. Come on, man, what's good? Hey, John, what I want to do is, you know, I'm creating this idea on the show called Breakthrough Mondays, and I'm going to have different motivational speakers on, and I would really like for you to be one of them.
I'll be honored to do it.
Because, man, I think what you're saying, you're speaking to so many people, you know, in the book, because you were talking about these kids are really brilliant, that they're just, they are role modeling.
Yeah.
And that's it. You say, why am I a businessman? Because my daddy was one.
Exactly.
And you just triggered something in me. Why do I work hard? Because my daddy was a hard worker.
Yeah.
He was a coal miner. He had no education. But my daddy worked. That's all he said. Work hard. Work hard. Work hard. And guess what? That's what I do. I work hard.
That's right.
That's an amazing thing. It's so simple when you put it like that.
Well, and we have been bamboozled. I mean, we have been fooled. We have been told that we are dumb, that we are stupid, we don't get it. By the way, the whole thing about don't let the title fool you, man, our people, get this now, our people have sold out this book on Amazon in one day.
Oh, okay.
Amazon's out of books. They got to restock.
That's awesome.
So it came out June 2nd. The next day they were out. So look. I believe that this is achievable. We can do this. Anything we set our mind to, we can achieve. You look at sports, we can achieve. Look at entertainment, we can achieve. But the piece that controls all of our lives, why are we poor, Steve? Because we never got the memo. Mm.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
There's a memo on how free enterprise and capitalism works. We never got the memo. We're subject to it. Look at a neighborhood we care about. Check casher next to a payday loan lender, next to a rent-to-own store, next to a title lender, next to a renting rim store, drives me crazy, next to a liquor store.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's not racism, and that's not discrimination. That's target marketing.
Wow.
They're targeting a 500 credit score customer. I'm going to rob them of their customer by moving credit scores 120 points. Nothing changes your life more than God or love than moving your credit score 120 points.
Woo.
You better talk more.
Now that's the truth right there.
You better preach, Mr. Bryant.
Some realness in that, isn't it?
So where did this where did this start? 1865. Here's a story nobody knows, Steve. Your crew is getting it first. 1865, March 3rd. President Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation right before that. Everybody knows that story. They think that's where it ends. No. He then signed the Freedmen's Bureau Act, which created the Freedmen's Bank. The Freedmen's Bank's mission, check this out, was to think about what you do at your camp now. The Freedmen's Bank's mission was to teach freed slaves about money. He put the bank across the street from the White House so he could see it. This is 1865. Lincoln thought the most important thing he could do after giving slaves freedom, physical freedom, was to release their mind, the shackles in their mind, the spirits, their hearts, and to teach them about money so they could go in this free enterprise system. A general came along and said, Lincoln, give them 40 acres and a mule. He said, okay, I'm down with that. He was killed 2 weeks later. And the next president came in and said, well, you know, I'm not down with anything Lincoln just said. And I'm, as far as I'm president, this will be run by white men. And that came black codes and all the other stuff we know about. And the bank failed. And Frederick Douglass said, as he ran the bank, it failed on his watch, his only failure. He said the failure of this bank did more to put freed slaves back than 10 more years of slavery.
Wow.
And we didn't touch it again until 1958 when Dr. King and my mentor and hero Andrew Young stepped in with the Civil Rights Movement. And it was 68, April 4th, when King was killed as he launched what? The Poor People's Campaign, which was about all races of people, not black people. Because Dr. King said, this movie is about redeeming the soul of America from the triple evils of war, racism, and poverty. He thought that black folks need to have their oar in the water, row in the boat like everybody else, because that made America stronger. And there's more poor whites in America than poor anybody else. So he thought that the color, here's the bottom line. The color's not black, white, red, brown, or yellow. The color's green, U.S. currency. They killed him 2 weeks before his first march of the Poor People's Campaign, and we have never touched the topic before or since. 151 years.
Okay, that's it. Here we go. All right, here we go. Steve Harvey Nation, here we go. Here's the deal. It's all about improving yourself. It's all about empowering yourself. It's all about educating yourself. Knowledge is power. I can't tell you what it is once you know. Once you know, they can't ever take that from you. This book is knowledge. We got to get more knowledgeable. All right, everybody, here we go. Steve Harvey Nation, this is what I want you to do. Go to Amazon, go wherever you go to buy books. Here's the deal. The name of the book It's called How the Poor Can Save Capitalism. The author's name is John Hope Bryant. John Hope Bryant is the author. The book is called How the Poor Can Save Capitalism. Now, it's not just for poor people. It's also for high-level people who are trying to maintain and soar and further help with the economy. It's all for mid-range people who are learning how to get to a higher level. If you understand more, you can do more. The name of the book, How the Poor Can Save Capitalism. Steve Harvey Nation. Now, we done a lot of great stuff on this show. But this is for you now. This is for you to improve yourself. If you're a truck driver, books for you. If you're a school teacher, if you're a salon owner, if you own corporate America, if you in D.C. and you a G-something, whatever you are, if you climbing a corporate ladder, this is a book that I think is important for everybody, How the Poor Can Save Capitalism. Go to Amazon today, order it, they'll get it to you. Go wherever books are sold, get it, they'll get it to you. John Hope Bryant, thank you, brother.
Connor, love you, man. Love your crew.
You. Love you that too, man. Awesome. Let's talk
again. You're hanging with nine poor people. You're going to be number 10.
I promise you, you will. It's no way you won't.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.